Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished but Cult. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. Well, we made it, barely, emotionally limping, spiritually sore, mentally staring off into space, wondering if that last episode was a podcast or a well-aimed spiritual punch to the throat. Welcome to the end of a week that pulled no punches. If you've been listening since Monday, then by now your convictions are doing squats and your flesh is waving a tiny white flag from under the table. Because this week, we dragged our comfort zones into the light. We talked about the price of real love. We stop pretending that casual Christianity is anything but counterfeit. We even walked headfirst into the tangled mess of modern sexual confusion, LGBTQ+, transgenderism, culture wars, identity struggles, and said what needed to be said with a Bible in one hand and a fire extinguisher in the other. Not because we like controversy, but because truth doesn't stop being true just because it's unpopular. But now, here you are, a little breathless, a little bothered, maybe staring at the ceiling, wondering if God is going to start rearranging your life like he's Marie Kondo with a sanctification checklist. Does this glorify me? No? Toss it. But before you crawl under a blanket and hide from the Holy Spirit for the weekend, let's take a deep breath together. Because, yes, this week was heavy, but so is mercy. So is grace. And so is the arm of God that catches you when you trip over your own best intentions and fall face first into conviction. And let's be honest. We all need that arm. Here's your friendly reminder. You can believe what's true and still feel overwhelmed by it. You can love people deeply while refusing to affirm the lies that are killing them. You can stand for righteousness and still admit you're sometimes tempted by the very thing you're standing against. You're not holy because you agree with Scripture. You're holy because Jesus made you his, and he's still sanding off the parts that look like the world. And some days, that sanding, it feels more like a chainsaw. So here's what I want you to do this weekend. Rest. Not the scroll Instagram in bed while feeling vaguely guilty kind of rest. Actual soul rest. The kind that reminds you that your worth isn't your works, that the cross really was enough, that you're not holding up your salvation with your behavior like it's a spiritual Jenga tower, one bad choice away from collapse. God's not mad at you. He's not disappointed that you're still learning. He's not pacing the throne room like, "I can't believe she said that dumb thing again." He knew you would. He died for you anyways. So laugh this weekend. Take your Bible to a coffee shop and forget you're wearing mismatched socks. Pray out loud in your car, even if it makes you look like you're arguing with the GPS. Hold your tongue when your kids test your sanctification. Again. Choose not to post that spicy comeback on Facebook. Tell someone you love them without needing them to say it back. Be light, not because you've got it all together, but because the one who holds you together hasn't let go once. You are not the point of the story. Jesus is, and he's not done writing yours yet. If this week cracked open something in you, let it breathe. If it made you cry, let it cleanse. If it made you mad, sit with it. Ask why. Let it teach you something before you toss it aside. We don't grow just from what's sweet. Sometimes it's the bitter truth that heals what's been poisoned by compromise. But healing takes time, and grace doesn't rush. So walk slow this weekend. Smile more. Repent when you need to. Laugh when it's awkward. And if anyone asks why you're different, tell them the truth. Gently but boldly. You've been wrecked by Jesus, and you're better for it. Go on now. Be that weird Christian at Walmart who hums hymns in the baking aisle. Offer to pray for someone and actually mean it. Eat your French fries guilt-free and thank God you're not saved by kale. And when Sunday comes, don't show up to church pretending. Show up honest. Show up hungry. Show up knowing you're unpolished but still called. Because that's what shines. I'll see you all next week. God bless.